Hey, y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast. We're your hosts, Diamond and Silk, and a Silk on Silk.
Diamond or Diamond.
Oh, my God. Before we just jump right into everything, girl, mm-hmm. I want to make sure that you all subscribe so that you can get notified each time we post a new episode. Now, y'all know that Big Tech is trying to censor us all. So make sure you subscribe so that you can still continue to get your updates and whenever we drop our podcast.
That's right.
And don't forget to get our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can order the book at diamondandsilkbook.com or get the book wherever books are sold. So excited about that, Silk.
Yo, yes, yes. And also, if anyone wants to advertise on our podcast, please send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And we'll get you hooked up.
Ooh, I like that a whole
mm-hmm.
lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, girl, listen. So you know a lot of stuff then jumped off.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to talk about it. And I want to start this here episode off with talking about the fake news.
The very fake news.
Mm-hmm. So you had the Atlantic peddled a fake news story to smear President Trump when it comes to his relationship with the military. According to townhall.com, the Atlantic put out this story that claimed they heard it from a source that President Trump mocked and denigrated those who serve and died for this country.
Okay.
And so I'm listening to this and I'm like, this does not sound right. This does not sound right. I don't believe this. President Trump's actions speak louder than his words.
That's right.
I'm looking at President Trump's actions versus the very fake news, the Atlantic lies, their fake news and their words. Now, what people you may not understand, and if you're just new to this political arena, President Trump has always been a champion for our military. It was
like this even
before he got elected. Like, he started campaigning back in 2015 about our military and how he wanted to make sure that they were protected and how he wanted to make sure that when they went to the doctor, they didn't have to wait months and months to be seen by a doctor.
That's right.
He implemented different things to protect and to enhance our health care for our veterans.
Yes, he did. Now, before you get into that, can I just say one thing?
You
mentioned something about an unnamed source. Is that what you said, an unnamed source?
It's some type of anonymous source that this came from, that they're saying that this is what the president's saying. And as soon as I heard the story, Silk, I said, that's a lie. I said, I have to judge a man by his actions. I don't want to hear what somebody told me anonymously or you got it from a source. That's hearsay. If hearsay isn't reverence in court, why is the fake news putting that out into the atmosphere, trying to get us believe that this is real when, I'm sorry, it's fake?
So once again, let's talk about the source.
Mm-hmm.
So if the source is so real and so boldly want to talk about something that the president stated or said, or that they said that the president stated or said, mm-hmm. why can't they come out the closet? Why can't they openly do it? Why do they have to be a coward if it was actually a source?
They are a coward because they like to make cowardly moves.
So is it a real person? See, we always have these unnamed sources or these anonymous sources that comes out with all of these different damnable claims. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they seem to come out strategically against the president at specific time. So where are they making up these sources? Where are these sources coming from? Because they have a way of saying it's an unnamed source, it's an anonymous source, but they never give you the name of the source, but they speak about the story as if it's a true story.
They speak about it, but they do this all the time. This is what they do when they want to disparage somebody, when they want to vilify somebody and slander somebody. They want the public, to me, Silk, it seems like that they are trying to turn the military against the president, who have really looked out for the military. I mean, President Trump has done a phenomenal job when it comes to our military. He has.
And like you just said, they're trying to turn the military against the president. But look at what they're doing. It's the same tactic. It's a tactic move that the media, the Democrats, have been doing for years, you all. They tell us these salacious stories. And then they have these unnamed or anonymous sources to say, this person told me this. This person told me that. And they never give up the source. So why do we keep believing the lie?
Right. Why do we keep believing the lie? Well, as soon as I heard it, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it at all. Because I know that the amazing things that he's done for the military.
Right.
Go ahead.
The only reason why they keep doing and using the same tactics is because too many people keep believing it. See, these are tactics that they continue to use. I got what you're saying, Diamond. The president have done all of these beautiful things and what his intent was before he even became president as it pertaineth to the military. But I want people to key in on something. Mm. When you hear that it's an unnamed source or an anonymous source, more than likely it's a lie.
Thank you. You know, they do that to us all the time.
So. All the time.
They always say it's a source. Well, who the source? Well, where did you get the source from? Where did you get the information from? But I want people to understand what this president has done for the military.
Uh-huh.
First of all, he gave the military the largest pay raise in nearly a decade. He's giving you all more money than Obama and Joe Biden's administration did when they were in office, okay? Understand that. Also,
the Obama administration, they darn near left the military depleted.
Absolutely.
Had them using old stuff and different things.
That's right. He also did an executive order to help military spouses find employment as their families deploy domestically and abroad. He did that. He signed the VA Accountability Act and expanded VA health telehealth services, walk-in clinics, and same-day urgent primary and mental health care. Mm-hmm. He delivered more appeal decisions, 81,000, to veterans in a single year than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
He strengthened protections for individuals who come forward and identify programs occurring within the VA.
Wow.
He signed legislation that provided $86.5 billion in funding for the Department of Veterans Affairs. That's the largest dollars amount in history.
Mm-hmm.
And the VA Mission Act, enacting sweeping reforms to the VA system that consolidates and strengthens VA community care programs, funding for the Veteran Choice programs, expanding eligibility for the Family Caregivers Program, gave veterans more access to walk-in care, strengthened the VA's ability to recruit and retain quality healthcare professionals, enabled the VA to modernize its assets and infrastructures. Wow. I got some more. Signed the VA Choice and Quality Employment Act in 2017, which authorized $2.1 billion in addition funds for the Veterans Choice Program. Now, does this sound like a man that wants to disparage our military, our veterans, our troops? Does this sound like a man? I mean, these are all of the things that this president has done for our military.
Does that sound? And I remember whenever they was going through the portion of trying to get some money, he wanted money for the military. He gave the military families raises. Like you said, does that sound like somebody that's against the military?
Right. Uh-huh. And what people are going to have to do, instead of just reading something, start doing your investigation. Find out what the person is about before you start listening to salacious gossip and lies. Because that's what this is. This is a salacious lie and gossip. And understand this here. the closer we get to this election, the more damnable things that they're going to try to put out there in the atmosphere to make you believe, mm-hmm. to make you perceive something a yeah. certain way when it may not even be that way.
But let me ask you this question, Diamond. When yeah. did they come out with this particular article? When are they saying that President Trump is allegedly, supposedly have said all of this stuff?
I think this was back in, let me see if I can find what you're talking about, Silk. You put me on the spot there. But don't you worry, child. You know Diamond can find it and I can find it real quickly.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see, is this something that just, they're saying that he
No, this didn't just happen, girl. It was something that had been, something that happened in the past.
And something then, that supposedly right. happened in the past. So here is my question about that.
Come on.
If this is something that supposedly had happened in the past, why didn't they say something about it back then?
They didn't, because it didn't happen. It did not happen. That's why.
Why are you waiting until it's a few months before a crucial election is about to go down and happen? Why are you waiting to now to say, well, we heard our anonymous sources said this and said that. Why are you waiting to now to say something about something somebody supposedly said back then?
This is what they do. Mm-hmm. They will tell lies. They're going to continue to do this. And what people, you're going to have to ignore. You better judge this president, judge President Trump based on his actions, yes. not on the words of somebody else or some salacious gossip or lies being written. That's all I got to say about it.
That's right. That's right. Because they truly want to try their darnest to destroy this country, destroy our president. They want to do everything they can to distract us and right. to believe in a salacious lie mm-hmm. so that we won't see the naked, nasty, low down, gutting written truth.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Hogan, thank you so much for being on the podcast with us. Listen, I want to just jump right in.
Okay.
You know that we are in the midst. I mean, in the midst of the election of our lifetime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think the race is shaping up?
Well, we're actually looking pretty good right now. I got to tell you, our internal polls have us ahead in a lot of the battleground states or tied or well within striking distance. So we're looking pretty good right now. But look, y'all know elections are about choices, okay? Mm-hmm. And you don't have to guess what an economy would look like under Joe Biden because we saw it for 8 years. We saw depressed wages. We saw 60,000 manufacturing plants closed. We saw 850,000 jobs gone because of his decision to support NAFTA. We saw 3.5 million American jobs leave us and go straight to China because of Joe Biden's decisions. You also don't have to guess how an economy would look under President Donald Trump. We had more jobs than there were people to fill them. Tax cuts, deregulation, record employment for African Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, women employed in record numbers. So when you look at an election, it's about choices, right? Mm-hmm. And the choice is pretty clear. If you want a peaceful, prosperous future, Donald Trump can do that. He can deliver. He had trade deals that work for the American people for the first time in decades. Joe Biden's been in elected office for half of a century. Mm-hmm. Y'all, that's 47 years of failure as an elected official in this country with nothing to show for it. Go back and look at those conventions we had. 4 days Democrats had to talk about Joe Biden's accomplishments, nothing. Four days to talk about what Joe Biden would do, nothing. Because they didn't want to talk about that radical leftist agenda he has, which I'm sure we can talk about in a minute. But when you look at our convention, what Donald Trump wanted was, Democrats had Hollywood. We wanted to use the heartland and tell the American people that this country is the greatest place on the in the history of the planet, history of the world, that America is a beacon of hope, of goodness, of strength, of compassion, of freedom all over the world. The Democrats can't say that because they don't believe it. They spent 4 days telling us that America is inherently evil and that we're the cause of the world's problems. This president doesn't believe that. And we used real Americans. We used the heartland to tell not only how great America is and how it has afforded them opportunities they couldn't have gotten anywhere else on the planet, but that Donald Trump's policies have all made their lives better. That's a big difference. So we love this country. It's pretty obvious. The Democrats go around apologizing for America and saying that we're evil and that we just disagree.
Okay, so Hogan, I hear you. And I hear you say we have a choice. But mm-hmm. it's beginning to feel like the Democrats are going to try to make our choice for us through this mail-in voted, this mail-out ballots and different things that they have going on. So what is the plan for that to combat that? Because to just send out all of these mass ballots or application for ballots,
right,
and it's unsolicited, it's not verifiable. They're sending ballots to ashes of dead cats, of dead people, of people that don't live at certain addresses. We know it's our choice, but it right. feels like somebody else trying to make our choice for us. So what's the comeback on that?
Well, I'll tell you a couple things. It's another way where Democrats always accuse Republicans of things they themselves are actually guilty of doing. Uh-huh. So you remember it was this president colluded with Russia, but it was the Democrats who had a Russian dossier. It was Democrats who said the president's never going to accept the outcome of an election. But it was Hillary Clinton who didn't accept it for the last 4 years and now telling Joe Biden not to accept it either. They also accuse us of trying to move the date of the election. But it's Democrats who are suing in 10 states to make sure you can count votes after Election Day. Look at Nevada, okay? They put a law in place that they're going to send out universal ballots across the state, about 2 million of them, in fact. You don't have to ask for them. You're just going to get one anyway. And they're going to leave polling places open on Election Day, which means you could vote twice. But what they do is they send out the ballots with prepaid envelopes. The post office does not date stamp prepaid envelopes. So when you go to send it in, there's no date. You don't know when it came in. And the new law in Nevada says you can take those ballots and count them up to 3 days after the election. So you're telling me Democrats can wake up Wednesday morning and go, Donald Trump's ahead by 100? Go find me 101 votes. And they can do it. And by law, they can count them and it'll count and they can overturn the election.
So this is going to question the integrity of our whole process. What are we doing to combat this? What can we do as Americans to stop this?
What law do we have on a book that can protect us from this?
Not only that, they can use taxpayer dollars to send out those type of ballots to citizens of those particular states.
They sure do. And there are five states in this country right now that do this already. But the Secretary of State of Washington State said it took them 5 to 10 years to get it right. Democrats are trying to make this change in 5 to 10 weeks before an election. So they are completely trying to upend the entire way we vote. Now, we are obviously fighting them in court. I think that's key. But it's very, very important to make sure that all of our supporters get out there and vote. Absentee ballots are fine. Early voting is fine because there's a record of it. You request it. You get it. It comes to the right address. It doesn't come to your cat. It doesn't come to a relative that's passed away. It comes to you. It counts. That's important to do. But also, as the president said, look, if you don't get the notifications that that has come in, if you don't get the notification that they've received your ballot, you got to wonder about that. And if you can go vote on Election Day, try and do it, because we got to make sure that your vote counts. We want the election to be free and fair. It was this president who actually worked to secure our election process, preventing foreign interference, working with the FBI and Department of Homeland Security. Democrats never did that. Joe Biden never did that. They let it happen. We forced the hand of the states to work with us to make sure we wouldn't have foreign interference. But now it seems like the Democrats are trying to interfere by changing the date, by changing the rules. So we can't let that happen. We got to fight it in the courts, but we have to make sure that we vote. So on Election Day, it's such an overwhelming landslide that it won't matter what the Democrats try to do. The election's over.
And you said something. You have to have a record of it.
Yeah.
And depending on mail, you ain't going to have no record the way they have it set up of it. You see, what they if the voting people going to receive your ballot.
That's
if you do it by mail.
Well, is it possible that an executive order can be put in place to make different ballots that are unverified null and void?
I don't think so, only because that's all done at the state level, right? Mm-hmm. So like the way you voted in South Carolina may not be the same way you vote in South Dakota, okay?
Even though it's for a federal election.
Correct, because they're the ones who know their state better and they want you to come out and vote in their state, because if something goes wrong, they don't come to the federal government. If something goes wrong on Election Day, they go to the state election boards. They go to the state secretary of state in those states. So it's controlled by the states, but that's what I'm saying. Some of the states have been doing it right for a long time. Some of them are trying to change it here at the last minute. And it is so rife with the potential for fraud. And Democrats know that. Yeah. They know exactly what they're doing. They know they can go out and ballot harvest. I just read a story that in Los Angeles County, in LA County, they said now they have banned trick-or-treating for Halloween for kids, but they are allowing ballot harvesting for adults on election day. So you can't go get candy from your neighbor, but you can go pick up votes from wherever you want to and take them to the ballot box. It's amazing.
How are we doing in the swing states?
Doing really well. It looks like, again, I don't want to get into the national polls are wrong for a couple reasons. They way oversample Democrats. So like, for example, in 2016, exit polls had like 36% Republicans, 36% Democrats being sampled. Now they're sampling 46% Democrats. So it's 10 percentage points higher samples of Democrats. Second is national polls always include about 10% of respondents from California. Now, love California or hate California, it's not the best representative of the way the rest of the country is going to vote. But our polling, again, has us tied ahead or really, really close in every one of those swing states. It's important. I mean, it's an important election. People are starting to pay attention, and they realize just how much this president has done for them in a few short years, and how all the cheap talk of the Democrats for decades and decades and decades has amounted to absolutely nothing.
Wow. Thank you so much, Hogan. You all, the thing is, get out, go vote. Yes. Go vote. Do early voting. Go to the polls if you can. And if you need a mail-in, get an absentee ballot. That way it can be verified.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Hogan. Thank you for being on our show.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, y'all. Good to see you.
So, Silk, girl, apparently, Governor Andrew Cuomo threatened the president's safety if he returns to New York. In a rant, he was responding to an exclusive story that Trump is looking to pull federal funds from lawless cities, including New York. And Cuomo didn't like that. So he threatened the president of the United States, is what he did. And what I don't understand is that people, listen to me, when it comes to Cuomo and some of the mess he said, just let me tell you, let me just tell you what he said, girl. He said, he better have an army if he think he's going to walk down the street in New York. New Yorkers don't want to have anything to do with him. The Democrats said all but threatening the commander in chief is what he was doing. Mm-hmm. So that's according to the New York Post. Now, why would he say that? And why? Cuomo is arrogant, girl. This is what you call arrogant. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So let me understand this. Okay. So the president is basically stating that he was going to pull funding from a lot of these different cities and states that have done what?
That's creating this lawlessness. That's not curbing it. Let me tell you something. What people don't understand, you have a governor, you have a mayor. There's a reason why a governor governs your state. When they take that oath, they're supposed to make sure that law-abiding citizens are protected. They're not. When you're defunding your police department and you don't have enough officers to go out there and protect and serve, you're going to have lawlessness. You're going to have people committing criminal acts. So the President Trump is threatening to defund these people, defund these states, take the money away if you don't control this lawlessness.
So there is something called unlawful assembly that's taking place right now. You see these people in this so-called civil unrest, okay?
Right.
And so with them, with the governor and with the mayor telling the police to stand down and with them allowing this lawlessness to take place in these different cities and states, it's accumulating a bill because you're damaging the community, you're damaging businesses, you're damaging buildings.
And so many businesses have been looted, burnt.
Right.
So I heard people were leaving New York in droves.
That's right. But see, with you allowing this to take place, with you sitting back on your hind parts and you allowing this to take place, why should we as the taxpayers fund your cities or fund your states when you're not even taking care of the citizens inside of your state? So the president is talking about ain't no sense of us sending no money there if you're not going to do right by the people.
Right, right. But let me just tell you this here. Kumo also claimed that it's President Trump's negligence is the reason New York State suffers the highest COVID-19 death toll. Now that is what ticks me off, because if you are under the sound of our voice, let me tell you what caused this here, the high rates of deaths in New York. First of all, Governor Cuomo ordering COVID-19 patients into rest home, affecting the most vulnerable, is what caused those high death rates. Also, Governor Cuomo signing an executive order granting these hospitals immunity from civil liability. So that means if the hospitals make a mistake, they mess up, you know what I'm talking about? They won't be held liable if your life is gone. And one of the hospitals right there in Queens, New York, is a hospital that most minorities go to in that particular community. A lot of people died in that hospital, and they did not have to die. He denied therapeutic medicines that could help these people, okay? That's how some of them died. Some of them was automatically put on ventilators. Some of them, it has been alleged that they were held against their will.
Will, yeah.
And then they were possibly, allegedly killed, according to some nurses that's speaking out.
But wait a minute. You got these Democrats. I have to just call them for what they are. They are liars. How are you saying that you're concerned about the lives of people, but you are denying them life-saving drugs that can possibly save their life?
Absolutely. Oh. And how can he say that Black Lives Matter? Apparently they didn't matter, because down there in Queens, New York, I'm not even gonna call the hospital. We had a nurse on one of our shows, and she have her evidence of how they play with the lives of minorities. And when you put, as the governor, when you sign these executive orders into law, when you sign these executive orders granting immunity to certain things, a lot of nasty six-cylinder things happen. So I'm sorry, this is Governor Cuomo and his incompetence. This is his fault. This don't have nothing to do with the president, because the president said from day one, we have to protect the most vulnerable. Why wasn't the most vulnerable protected? And it's being alleged that the homeless right there in New York was lined up, taken to those hospitals, and held against their will. Now, that's what's being alleged. Don't nobody want to talk about it, but I'm telling you, we had a nurse on that discussed it all, and she have evidence to prove it.
Let me tell you something else about Cuomo. You know, I view him really as demonic, as a devil in disguise, because everything that he cried out for, the president made sure he had. Even got his behind a damn ship, got the ship sitting there for the people, and it wasn't even filled. So why will you fill the nursing homes and not fill the ship?
Because it was something sick and sinister happening, and it's all coming to a head. Yeah. We, you know what? What people don't understand, we question these things back in the end of March. If somebody would have listened to us instead of allowing the media to lie on us, this could have been nipped in a bud. A lot of lives would have been saved.
Yes.
A lot. There was a lot of things happening. Now, I just want to make sure that I clarify this here. Cuomo did issue this statement trying to explain his threat, but it didn't fly over well because people still believed that he was making the threat.
Well, yeah. Well, with the way that he said it and the way that he stated it, it sounded like a threat to me.
Right.
It's exactly what it sounded like.
That's exactly
and then when I look at the lawlessness in his city, in the States, in the in New York, that he's allowing to happen.
He's sitting right there idly by and allowing it.
And allowing it.
And the president said, I'll help you. if you need National Guard, we'll send that in for you.
Right.
But they don't want to accept the help, but you want federal funds. Why do you want federal funds? So that you can skim from the top and leave people left at the bottom? Why do you need this money?
So you want federal funds, but you want to defund the police.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Mm-hmm. See, when you call, let me just mention something about this with the defunding of the police. When they talk about defunding the police, that's removing money from the police, mm-hmm. but they're allocating that money somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Where else is that million or billion of dollars going?
Right.
Ask yourself that question, you all.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. So these people, really, there is something else sinister that's sick. It's sickening that's going on, and I hope it all come to the surface. I hope people are waking up and realizing that we've been duped.
Absolutely, we have. And let me just say this here. COVID-19 is real. But a lot of the things surrounded by, they've taken this here virus and they politicize it and weaponized it against the American people. And now they're trying to place blame. Let me tell you something. The president came out. He was the one that closed off the borders, stopped people from coming in different areas that could spread this here. Mm-hmm. When he did that, everybody wanted to call him a xenophobe. They wanted to say it was racist for doing that. Had he not done it, it would have been worse. When you look at these people, how they're going along with the WHO, the people that had information and knowledge that could have stopped a lot of this by giving us information, didn't do that. When you look at all this, and why are the Democrats blaming Trump and not blaming China and not blaming the WHO? That lets you know the wheelhouse that they plan in. It's not the American house. That's the wheelhouse that they plan. They are more in the tank with China. These people have become anti-America. That's anti-Americans is what it looked like if you really want to know the truth, Sil.
That's right. Even down to the CDC coming out and talking about how 6% of the amount of people that they are saying died because of COVID-19, only 6% died just with COVID.
Right.
Everyone else, there was another illness behind the death. So therefore, the person died with COVID-19. So coronavirus, the virus itself, yes, it is real.
Right.
We're not denying that, and that is not a hoax. This is a real virus.
Right.
But everything surrounding it, the hysteria around it, the panic around it, the fear around it, with the inflation of the numbers to make it appear like everybody is dying just because of the virus, that part right there is the part that Diamond and Silk that we're talking about right here.
Right.
We want people to understand what's going on here.
Absolutely. Why are you inflating the numbers? Not only that, we spoke about it back in March. Mm-hmm. And we told people, we started questioning things. See, what people don't understand is that we started questioning things because they started saying that Black people were going to be disproportionately affected.
Right.
When they started saying that, we started questioning everything. And the things that we were questioning now is coming out. It looks questionable. Why did all of those people die in the rest homes? Let me tell you something. Do you know New York had the highest death rate? New York had the highest death rate. Why? Why? If you would not have ordered those COVID-19 patients in with the most vulnerable into the rest homes, this would not have happened.
And let's not also forget to mention the fact that there was money involved based off of who passed away from COVID-19.
That's right.
Yeah. And if they passed away on a ventilator, that from my understanding, and I would allege this because I'm not a doctor or at the doctors, but I was told and informed was $39,000.
See what I'm talking about?
Okay. Per person who passed away, if they had passed away and had to be put on a ventilator.
Right.
That's what I was told. But then to turn around in the same breath or instant and restrict certain medicines that could have possibly saved somebody's life. I'm disturbed by this time.
Well, you should be disturbed by it. And people need to understand, why do you think that they tried to silence us, Diamond and Silk? They tried to shut us up. They tried to hide us. because we were on to something, and all we went on based off of instinct. And I think what still ticks me off is that the media, they didn't pick up on something is wrong. When you have this many deaths in this one state alone, why wasn't anybody in the media calling it out? Why did you all wait till so many people die? And then you started hearing it in the political streets, because the political streets started talking about it. Now y'all want to say something about it. But had you said something back toward the end of March, beginning of April, we wouldn't be here today.
That's because the media is in on this thing that's surrounding that virus.
So it's being politicized.
There you go.
Uh-huh. And the media is helping with the politicization of this particular virus, which is so horrible, because you know who will get caught up in it? The American people gets caught up in it. Yep. You all can be mad at a diamond and silk. All we can tell you is from our gut and the truth about what we see. And I will say it and say it again. All of this was designed to hurt President Donald J. Trump and his re-election. Why do you think these governors don't want to open back up these states? If you open back up these states, this country will boom like it has never boomed before.
That's because right.
President Trump left us in such a surplus.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? But they don't want to do that. All of this is political. Please understand that. This is why it's so imperative and it's so important that you all get out and you vote. That's and you right. vote for President Trump. You better vote like your life depended on it.
I'm telling you.
And let me just say this here, and I've been saying this here since we've been going on interviews and things like this here. When people from Venezuela and Cuba, when they run to this country, they run to this country or come to this country because they have a place to run to. Mm-hmm. If we allow these left-leaning liberals to take and destroy our country, create this chaos and confusion, create anarchy in the street, want to defund our police departments, where are we going to run? Mm. We have nowhere to run as patriots and as Americans. Why? Because we are the greatest country on earth.
That's right.
We don't have nowhere to run. That's why you have to stand up and speak out against this sick, sinister mess that they're trying to push down the throats of the American people. These people want to take your livelihood just to get control and power. Y'all better wake up and see what time it is.
They show better. They show better. And just like you said, that illegal aliens, they don't stop over at the borders in Venezuela.
No.
If they let me in. No. They bypass Venezuela to come to the United States. It's time for all of us to utilize our voice and speak out against what's going on. Because if we continue to stay silent, we're going to let them sniff it right. They're going to snuff everything that we've owned, that we've worked hard for, going to snuff it away from all of us to gain power and control.
That's exactly what they're going to do. And that's why you better vote right so you won't get left, baby.
Right.
You're going to have to do that. Mm-hmm. And with everything that's going on, with the constructs of everything that's going on and all of the stuff that they're trying to push, you're going to have to use common sense.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, back in the day, Mother used to tell us, you better have the word of God in your heart. Because there's going to come a day where they may get rid of Bibles and you can't even read the word. Y'all better have certain integrities in your heart.
In your heart.
You better know what's right. You better know the difference between right and wrong.
That's
because
right.
Because everything that's wrong, these left-leaning liberals is trying to make it right. And everything that's right, these left-leaning radical liberals are trying to make it wrong. Now, does that seem right? Because now what you're telling me is to take my left shoe and put it on my right foot and tell me that this is right when you know darn well all of this is wrong.
It feels strange. It's wrong. So we got to start looking at what's going on with common sense.
That's right.
We have to open all our eyes, stop being asleep in this stupor that a lot of people have been asleep in for a long time, and stop being led like sheep to the slaughter.
That's right.
We got to see. We see what's going on. We got to continue to speak out about what's going on. You already have Diamond and Silk. We on the front line calling these people out. And so now we need you behind us, supporting us, calling these people out. Because where two or three are gathered, touching and agreeing.
Come on.
We got to know that God is in the midst. He's not going to bring us to it if he's not going to see us through it. We got to all be there to actually call these people out, Diamond. Or they're going to take over this country.
We have to be there to call these people out. But we can't do the work by ourselves. An inch is a cinch. A yard is hard. So it's going to take patriots. We all have to stand up and speak out. Be courageous enough to stand up and speak out on stuff that just is not right.
That's right.
It's not right. Now, I'm not telling you to go out there and get into confrontations with people. Absolutely not. But what I'm telling you, when you see something that's not right, you have to stand up and you have to speak out about it.
That's
if
right.
you want to save this country, because these people's goals, these radical left-leaning liberal, their goal is to fundamentally change this country for the worse. Do you all want that? Do you want to be living in an American nightmare, or do you want to be living the American dream? If you want the American dream, you better vote Trump.
Show better.
Oh my God, this has been a lovely podcast.
Oh yeah.
Listen, don't forget to get the book Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can order the book at diamondandsilkbook.com or get the book anywhere that they sell books. And make sure you subscribe so that you can get notified each time we post a podcast, and it keeps you informed and it allows you to get updates.
That's right. And also, if anyone wants to advertise on our podcast, please send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star will do.
Thank you so much for joining us. We was just coming to give y'all the 211. We call it the 211 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.